all across our listening area, many Canada geese are flying in their V formations heading south. White-tailed deer have changed into their dull brown winter coats, and fox kits are getting fatter and furrier. Even though fall has truly arrived, and winter's snow is soon to follow, our local wildlife doesn't halt its daily routines. During this time of year, animals Maryland-wide are modifying their behavior patterns and adjusting in some really interesting ways. Amphibians, for example. Frogs cannot migrate easily like Canada geese, so they need to hunker down to survive until spring. So what do they do to prep for the coming winter? Bullfrogs, wood frogs, and leopard frogs bury themselves under wet, matted leaves. When I'm out walking nature trails, I have to remind myself to watch where I'm stepping so I don't accidentally crush a frog trying to stay warm. Toads, on the other hand, prepare for snow by skillfully digging out holes in soil using their back feet. That's where they'll hibernate until warmer weather. You can help native amphibians and reptiles too by keeping small brush piles and stacked logs around for them to use during the cold weather. That same assistance can help insects like butterflies too. You may still be seeing some straggler butterflies in your yard as they migrate south. Those that are coming from the north of here need to rest in trees and bushes and need to refuel on plant nectar. Monarchs, buckeyes, and painted lady butterflies are heading south, traveling up to 60 miles a day. If you're prepping your yard for winter now, wait until the coast is clear before pruning your trees and shrubs. Songbirds use these trees too, especially our year-round residents like chickadees, nuthatches, and goldfinches. Evergreens in particular make a big difference because they provide both shelter and food. Feeding these birds can really help them get through this season, and now is a great time to put up a feeder with high-fat sunflower seeds and corn. Owls too stay here throughout the winter, and they'll search for prey for about 50 miles from their home territory all season long. Other raptors, like some hawks, started to migrate through our area in mid-August. Look for large groups of them on days where the wind is coming out of the northwest. Raptors use rising currents of warm air, known as thermals, to swirl their way up to other currents. Many songbirds migrate at night and can be disoriented by the lights from large and tall buildings. We should all encourage the owners of these buildings to keep the lights off during peak migration, which lasts for 2 more weeks. Right now, chipmunks, squirrels, and groundhogs are busy scurrying around, finding and storing food as well as fortifying their burrows and tree nests. Bigger mammals, such as deer and coyotes, are growing thick winter coats and tend to run around frantically finding a mate. So, to make it easier on all kinds of mammals, the best thing you can do while driving is slow down, especially at night. Car strikes kill an incredible amount of wildlife, who are all just prepping for the winter season. No matter where you are this fall, enjoy the amazing color change of the leaves, and don't forget to lend a hand to wildlife as they prepare for winter. Just remember to keep your binoculars and cameras handy. For more information on how our local animals get ready for the cold, visit your closest nature center or check out explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.